our returning champion, Alan Clear from Skokie, Illinois. Stand by to see Alan play for a luxurious Canadian holiday valued at $5,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you, David. Thank you, Kara. Hi there. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us welcome back our champion, Alan Clear. Hi, Alan. Boy, did you have a good day on our last show. Now, on the major prize, you went back, you decided no, you did not want the motorcycle. You put your money in the bank, and the trip to Canada worth $5,000 could be yours if you win with another $83. But along the way, you got tables, a stereo, cutlery, a computer that you said you loved, $700 in cash, a one-day total, $4,620, and that's without a major prize. Great champion. What do you do for a living? I didn't ask you, Alan.
I'm a photographer. And I guess ever since I got my first Instamatic, I was in love with photography. Now I shoot for magazines and ad agencies.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. You're a good player here. Nice to have you back. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. We'll get Alan take some pictures of you. You're so photogenic, though, anybody
please,
can.
Please.
Who did you bring us?
Today we have a lady that holds the world record for blind dates from Los Angeles, California. Join in welcoming Suzanne DeCure.
Hi there, Susan.
And this
Suzanne.
Gentleman has a theatrical ambition. Originally from Chicago, Illinois, we're pleased to present Brian Pizer.
Hi, Brian. You see a little later with some Missy Bargain, Summer? Brian, you have a theatrical ambition.
Well, I was acting, Jim, for about 20 years of my life, and now I'm getting involved with producing.
Well, now, that's funny, because if our friends at home were with us a couple of shows ago, we had a gentleman who for 40 years did something else and then decided to become an actor. He left with a motorbike. Now, you've done the opposite. Now you're
right. I'm balancing the budget.
That sounds sensible. Sensible. Good to have you here, Brian.
Thank you.
And Suzanne, my apologies. I said Susan. It is Suzanne.
Sorry.
I'm sure you get that a lot.
Yes,
that's
I
not
do.
Nice. It's Suzanne. You hold the world's record for blind dates.
Yes, it's quite a distinction. I have a lot of friends who have taken it upon themselves to play matchmaker. So they're continually sending me names and phone numbers of these blind dates.
Have you ever kept track of how many?
No, I don't know. That might be a little depressing.
Oh, well, nice to have you here. I don't think you have any trouble getting dates of your own. You're a lovely lady. Good to have you here. And, of course, the player has the most money at the end of the show as a champion gets to do that great shopping, and we'll start all three of you off with $20. Name the movie superstar who rose to fame as Vinnie Barbarino. Alan?
Gabe Kaplan.
No. Vinnie, and welcome back. Cotter, movie superstar was John Travolta played Vinnie, and you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, down to 15. In what comic strip would you find Lucy and Linus Van Pelt? Brian?
That's Peanuts.
That's right. Linus Van Pelt would indeed be Peanuts. $5 on the plus side for Brian. He goes to 25. In what war did Allied troops fight the Battle of Gallipoli? Suzanne?
That was World War II.
No. World War
I. I knew it was one or the other.
That's right. Then we'll take 250 off. No, we've got to take 5 off. Down to 50. Sorry about that. Name the bulbous-nosed actor who warns us don't...
Carl Malden?
My goodness, for a bulbous-nosed actor. You talk about blind dates being depressing. Yeah, don't leave home without it, I was going to say. Carl Malden is right. You add 5 going back to $20, Alan. Some of the great names in this sport are Steve Coffin, Eddie Arcaro, Brian.
Horse racing.
Horse racing is exactly what it is. They are both jockeys. Brian goes into the lead by 10. Good time to be in the lead because it is time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead has the opportunity to buy bargain merchandise. Brian, you have a $10 lead over Alan. Remember, a sales surprise with a bonus. Cash could come up at any time. Alan hit one on the last show. How about this, Brian?
Brian, keep the good times rolling with this great 5-speed cruiser tandem. Featuring balloon tires, low-step through frame, and deluxe saddles for riding comfort. From the La Mirada Bike Shop, this exciting bicycle is normally priced at $360. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Aw, is that sweet? If you offer her candy, she'll get on the bicycle in a minute. That's $360 bicycle built for two, Brian. A very unusual, a very nice thing.
Sure is.
Think you might enjoy that?
I think I would, but I think Alan's awfully close behind.
Alan is, no, he's not that close behind, but if you buy it, he would be a little closer. You have a $10 lead. If you bought the bicycle for $5, he would be $5 behind. But if you're afraid of Alan, let me help you along a little bit. $200 in cash to go with it. $560 bargain for the value of one measly question.
Okay.
All right, enjoy the break. Enjoy the cash. Hey, very good, boy. That should be a lot of fun, Brian. You'll enjoy that. And, of course, we knock the $5 off your score. You do indeed have a $5 lead. Back with us for all three of you. On what television series did you find Miss Kitty running the long branch? Suzanne?
That was Gunsmoke.
That was Gunsmoke. You got that one. Yes, indeed, Suzanne. Back to the $20 mark. Ronald Reagan's done it twice. Most other presidents only did it once, except James Buchanan. Brian?
Re-elected. Incumbent re-elected.
Reagan twice. Most presidents once, except James Buchanan, who never did it at all. Married. Got married. Yes. Buchanan never married, and Reagan twice. The others once. You lose five. Quick buzzer cost you. And again, we've got a three-way tie now. Back down to 20 for all three players. What is the title of the... I don't say don't laugh like that. They're bouncing around, but he bought things. What is the title of the sequel to Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures, Brian?
Through the Looking Glass.
That's right. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass. It is, Brian. Back to 25. Close game. Difference could be the Fame Game. We're playing now for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of wonderful prizes, money cards up there. Buzz in. If you answer correctly, you get that pick. We're looking for a famous thing. I Am a Dance, developed in Europe during the 1830s. Jacques Offenbach composed my best-known music. Toulouse-Lautrec made paintings and lithographs of people dancing me. Tonight, Brian.
The Can-Can?
Can-Can it is, as Brian just beat Suzanne to the buzzer. Brian, there are nine numbers up there. You make your choice, and what's behind the one you choose is yours.
Number six, Jim.
And behind number six, we have a metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help me locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
It's a $369 medical detector. They are laughing. Suppose he loses his bicycle. We'll be right back. Brian's picked up a couple of light, nice prizes and some cash, and he still has the lead. Brian at 25, Suzanne and Alan, and both at 20. Suzanne's getting the hands ready to go again. The drink known as espresso is a very strong, Suzanne?
Coffee.
That's what it is, and Suzanne ties Brian for first place. Yes, indeed. An old song tells us to leave our worries on the doorstep and just direct our feet. Where, Brian?
To the sunny side of the street, Jim.
You got it, and Brian goes to the $30 mark, yes. What country do you dislike if you're an Anglophobe? Alan.
England.
England it is, and Alan goes to 25. Find Suzanne for second place. In what part of your body is the bone known as the mandible? Suzanne?
It's in the jaw.
And in the jaw, lower jaw to be exact, but the jaw acceptable, and Suzanne ties Brian for first place. And a good time to go into a tie, because now remember, with an instant bargain, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, Suzanne or Brian, for one of you, this is yours.
You'll be sure to get her attention with this beautiful ring. 14 karat gold and all natural, untreated lapis, the second oldest gemstone known to man, provided by Mason Kay. This gorgeous ring is normally priced at $750. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Suzanne will borrow it for $10. Oh, that is lovely. You've got yourself a beautiful lapis jewelry ring for just $10, $750 ring. Sounds like you liked it, Suzanne.
Yes, I do.
We will knock the $10 off your score, of course. That's what it cost you, and you're now down in third place. But just two questions behind. Back with all three of you. What kind of creatures are grunts, groupers, graylings? Brian?
Moles.
No.
Wrong.
No. Close. Grunts, groupers, graylings, and guppies, they are fish. They are fish. You lose five on that. Going down to 25, and again, just $5 separating the players. Police in many cities use a machine called the breathalyzer to determine, Brian.
Detect the alcohol level or...
That's all we need. You got it, and you've got another five going back up to 30. Yes, indeed. We keep a breathalyzer at the office to check our writers after lunch, incidentally. Which European nation owns the Canary Islands? Alan?
Spain.
Spain it is, and the champion has heard some ties Brian for first place. What was the nickname of the flamboyant financier of the gay 90s, James Brady? Brian.
Diamond Jim.
Diamond Jim Brady it is. Brian back into the lead. What kind of insects live in an apiary? Suzanne.
Bees.
Bees it is. Suzanne to 25. What a player's got on a roll there. Yeah. Alan, if you're with us on the last show, is a chef, so he might be interested in that. Talking about bees, a Mexican TV chef is trying to popularize gourmet insect dishes. He's working on a cookbook, absolutely true, containing such delicacies as ant and scarab soup, mosquito eggs in cream of garden snail, and worms in honey ant sauce. Boy, that'll whet the appetite, won't it? That really gets you going. We'll be right back. champion Alan Clear is just $53 away from that $5,000 trip to Canada, but he must win. And right now, he is trailing. It is Brian at 35, Alan at 30, Suzanne just two questions behind at 25. $15 money card up there on the board someplace. Suzanne would give you the lead if you can find it. A famous person, as we look this time in the Fame Game, famous person. I am an actor born in New York City in 1913. I grew up in tough East Harlem and won an athletic scholarship to NYU. I formed an acrobatic team with a friend and appeared in vaudeville nightclubs and circuses. After World War II, I accidentally got a part on Broadway, which led to my screen debut in the movie The Killers. I starred Alan.
Lee Marvin.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 30, but you're out of the question as we clear the board. Continue for Brian and Suzanne. I starred in Come Back, Little Sheba. The Rose Tattoo. Brian.
That's Burt Lancaster.
It is indeed Burt Lancaster. Yeah, I remember that about being an acrobat. Well, Brian, again, you got the pick of the board.
Let's try Lucky 7.
And behind number 7, we have a sofa. The Lazy Boy Signature 2 Sleep Sofa. You may enjoy elegance by day and comfort by night. Furnished by Lazy Boy.
Very nice. $649 sofa.
Great.
And that is yours. Of course, anything you pick up there is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And you've got a $5 lead. Everybody back in with this. In 1973, Mark Phillips was married to the Princess of England. Name her. Brian, what's the track?
Princess Margaret.
No. Another one. Cost you $5. Princess Anne. Princess Anne married Mark Phillips. And Alan and Brian now in a tie, and $5 separate the three players. What kind of building is made up of the apse, transept, nave, aisle, and vestry? Suzanne.
It's a church.
It is indeed a church, and we've got a three-way tie at $30. Yes, indeed. I got to show you something. Can we show you this little instant bargain over here right now? Take a look. All this beautiful stuff, right? It's interesting because we've got a three-way tie. Only the player in the lead gets a chance to buy all those lovely things. And this question could put you in the lead. Which legend of the silver screen is known for the line, when I'm good, I'm very good, when I'm bad, Brian?
Mae West. She's
I'm
very
better.
Bad.
It is Mae West. And Brian, you're in the lead. So now, Brian, take a good look as Summer tells you about that prize.
Oh, Brian, there's something magical about a cradle, and this is no exception. Made of solid brass, this cradle offers old-world quality with modern grace. Furnished by Swan Brass Beds, this cradle is normally priced at $1,200. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, well, that's just follow the yellow brick road. Brian.
Should we stay with it?
Brian, I looked at the cards and I said, here we have a cradle and all three contestants are single. Well, it would be a great gift for somebody. It's very unusual. It's $1,200. It would normally cost $15. I will sell it to you for $10, and you would be trailing by $5, but you'd have the $1,200 cradle. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, Brian! Sales surprise went with it. You could have bought something to put in the cradle. $700 in cash went with it, and you didn't buy. That would have been worth getting married and all.
Really?
Well, I guess maybe not, friends. We'll be right back. A cradle with three single people. It is anyone's game. Brian with a slender one-question lead. Brian at 35, Suzanne and the champion Alan both at 30. We're back with this. In religion, what do we call a person who dies rather than renounces faith? Suzanne.
A martyr.
It is indeed a martyr. Suzanne ties Brian for first place. In what Connecticut city is the Ivy League College of Yale? Suzanne.
It's at Providence.
No.
New Haven.
Yes, indeed. I'm sorry. We had to take the first answer. New Haven it is. And you take a backward step, losing $5. Back down to 30. In one of the great literary hoaxes in history, Clifford Irving sold what he claimed was the autobiography. Brian?
Howard Hughes.
Of Howard Hughes, you are right. And Brian has a $10 lead. Yes. However, somewhere up on that board is a $25 money card. There's a 10, a 5, a 15, and a 25. A famous person. Third and final crack of that Fame Game. Famous person. I am a television newsman born in England in 1940. I grew up admiring Edward R. Murrow and Alistair Cook. Alan, taking the chance.
Peter Jennings.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value, but the champion is out of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for Brian and Suzanne. I admired Edward R. Murrow, Alistair Cook, got into radio and joined ABC TV in 1963. After a year's hiatus in 1976, I rejoined that network to anchor a weekend newscast. In 1979, when Americans were taken hostage in Iran, Brian?
Ted Koppel.
That's right. He began Nightline. Ted Koppel it is. And Brian, for the third time today, gets that pick of the Fame Game board.
Let's try Lucky 3.
And behind number 3, we have 1,000.
three it is. $1,000 in cash goes right into Brian's pocket. And that money is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. So forget all about that. But where were those money cards?
Behind the number one, the number nine, and the number five.
Right up the middle was that big $25 money card. And Suzanne said, oh, I know. You would have picked that one, right?
Yes.
Alan, you're back in now, all three players, as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. And indeed, anyone can win. Brian is in the lead. He's at $40, but Suzanne and Alan are just two questions behind at 30. Good luck to three nice people as we start the speed round now. Name the two Shakespearean title characters who were described as star-crossed lovers. Suzanne.
Romeo and Juliet.
Right. The baby of what animal is called a foal? Suzanne.
That's a horse's baby.
Right. Name the manufacturer of the Model T. Brian.
Ford.
Right. What city in Massachusetts was the site of witchcraft? Suzanne.
Salem.
Right. How often does a centennial occur? Brian.
100 years.
Right. According to the saying, what do too many cooks spoil? Suzanne.
The brew. The broth.
Wrong. Who was Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford? Suzanne.
Oh, shoot.
Time. What types of game are euchre, canasta, and pinochle? Brian.
They're card games, Jim.
Right. In which eastern state can you find the Adirondack Mountains? Brian.
Pennsylvania.
Wrong. What Rocky Mountain city is known as the Mile High? Alan.
Denver.
Right. James Fenimore Cooper wrote about the last members. Brian.
The Mohicans.
Right. Name the lightweight gas that has the chemical symbol H. Suzanne.
Helium.
Right. What is the news agency known by the initials UPI? Suzanne.
United Press International.
Right. Name the Swiss psychiatrist. Time is up and we have a new champion. Brian has won it by $10. He went into the speed round with a $10 lead. He came out with a $10 win. Back to Brian in a moment. Yes, I didn't get a chance to finish at H-E, I was going to say. Suzanne answered correctly, helium. And the Adirondack Mountains are found in New York. In New York. And Nixon and Ford, Henry Kissinger was the Secretary of State. And the one that I think maybe got you thrown off a little bit, Suzanne, too many cooks spoil the broth or too many of the soup and all, but not the brew, it's not beer. So we couldn't give you credit for that one. Sorry about that. We have to say goodbye to our champion. Well, he came back to try for that lovely trip to Canada, didn't make it, but along the way, he's picked up some wonderful things. He's got a couple of tables, cutlery, stereo, the computer, $735 in cash. Alan, you've got yourself $4,655 in cash and prizes. Congratulations. Fine player.
Thank you.
Suzanne, you made the buy that looked like you wanted. You've got yourself a beautiful ring, and with the cash in front of you, you are just a couple of dollars short of $800. Thank you for joining us as well. Brian Pizer, he picked up a lot, and he could pick up more now because he's going back up here and shopping with me. Come on, Brian. You picked up a couple of lovely things up there. Congratulations.
I really like it.
You still won. Now, you didn't win with too big a total with all that bouncing around. It's $55, but forget the price. You are entitled to the first level prize. $55 will buy you this. That's that motorbike. You know about that. Now, you're just a few dollars away from that, but you're entitled to that. If you put your $55 in the bank, the next thing is a trip to Canada. You need another $120 for that. You've seen that already. One thing that you haven't seen yet, this is very exotic and very different. You get the $445. How about this video jukebox?
Swing into action with this terrific video jukebox. State-of-the-art technology wrapped in a space-age package. Each tape is 2 hours of non-stop rhythm, country, western to rock and roll. Bernie Spice Circle International. And this jukebox normally priced at $12,900. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
That is wild. Sit down there and take a look at it. That is very, very exotic, very expensive. I'm looking at some of these things, these titles here. Da Do Run Run. Like a Virgin, It's Raining Men. I'm getting old, friends. I don't know about that being music, but that could be yours if you get up to $445. Get the $530. I'll give you two cars. Jay will tell you about them.
Take to the road in these beautiful his and her sports cars. Pontiac Sfiero, a sports car, personal car, practical car. Some standard features are fully independent suspension and four-wheel disc brakes, furnished by Pontiac. And these great cars, normally priced at $23,767, they're yours on sale of the century for only $530.
$750 to get you every prize on the stage, plus this.
a cash jackpot of $56,000.
That's a total of $116,546 that could be yours. But right now, the decision is the motorbike or play on with the trip to Canada next. Think about it for a moment, Brian. We'll get your decision right after this. Back with our champion, Brian Peiser. You've got $55 in the bank. Forget about the price. You can buy that motorbike, which would normally cost $85, and leave with everything else you've picked up. And you picked up a lot of stuff. Or put your money in the bank. The trip to Canada is next, but it is $120 away. Brian, what's it going to be?
I've always wanted to go to Canada, Jim. I'm going to come back.
He's going to come back. So we'll put his money in the bank. He's got a ways to go. But we'll add another $1,000, $57,000. Two new challenges next time on Sail of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jason.